today's broadcast. The United Center for the Hawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, brought to you by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. Dennis Savard is joining us. As I mentioned earlier, I said this, savoir faire.
Yes, sir.
That you have all the answers.
I said, as
we started the show, I said, Savvy's going to be on with us at 540, and he'll tell us exactly how we need to turn this corner because you have such, because you got, you know, great playing and coaching experience. So here you go. Go ahead. Take it away.
So
you guys know I listen to WGN all the time because you guys had it right on the head before. We got to score more goals than the other team.
Is that it?
Thank you.
It's the sort of hockey talk you get right here. At least.
That makes me feel so much better.
So you know I listen to your shows, right? But, you know, it's, you know, on the serious part of it, it's been hard, obviously. And I think, you know, as I watched the guys through this eight-game losing streak now, and the start of the year was decent and it just been bad for a little while. But, you know, as a player, you know, we realize our results is very important, especially in this level, in the NHL level. You got to win hockey games. That's the bottom line. And I think we're in a place right now where we're thinking of that going into the game. We have to win. We have to win. And part of our starts haven't been as good as they wanted to be. Is there's already pressure. You're adding more pressure on yourself, and then you don't just have the energy or the level of play you're capable of playing is not there. So to me,
you feel like you're grinding against yourself, sort of?
Yeah, it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
I mean, once they get out of it, you know, of course, you know, we're kind of, 13 points out of playoffs. It'd be very hard, even though, you know, things could turn around. But we have to go out tonight. Obviously, be a big crowd, like you said earlier on your show, you guys, and then Pittsburgh, good team. They're starting to play better. And
yeah, they've had a rough start, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not playing like world champions.
No.
Or Stanley Cup champions.
Right. So, you know, just play the right way, play fast, have some fun. You know, and all these things have been said.
How do we bring the fun back? So when you were, all right, in your playing career, as a player, a coach, whatever, did you have streaks like this? You ever have a streak?
I have. And I'll tell you, like, I've had it as a coach, too. And what I would do personally, you know, and I'm not sure what Jeremy's done here. I'm sure he's tried every trick possible. But I just, I didn't really call it practice. I just played games, just fun things. You know, like go back to your roots when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You know, whatever game I had made up for the guys, you know, we'd play the game. We didn't practice the power play or practice D-zone coverage or any of that stuff. So just to try to take their minds off. But, you know, there hasn't been many practices here in a little while because the schedule, I think, they're going a stretch of 9 games in 15 days or something, and they're in that stretch right now. So, but, you know, I believe that there's still some, obviously, good players on this team that's been champions in their lives. And I see some of our young kids. You know, it's for a management, you know, the hockey operation, you know, they're going to get to see some of our kids more now. Down the stretch. And
it's a little bit of the strategy here, isn't it, to bring some of these kids along now anyway? Because there are a couple, and we're going to have one of the best kids coming into the system this year, too. It does sort of seem like maybe this is a rebuild. I know they don't like to call it a rebuild,
right.
but I think they're not really fooling anybody with the notion that it really is one.
Yeah, they're not going to say it, and that's not what the goal was at the start of the year. It was to get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, even me going into this year, I said, you know, we're going to have to fight for playoff spots. That's where we're at right now. So, but, you know, it hasn't gone that way. So their plan, of course, I'm not in those decisions, and I don't know that what their plan is right now. But if I try to think about what should happen or maybe could happen is play the kids. Because it's important to find out if they're able to play at this level right now. You know, and the year of experience will give us a lot for next year. So, you know, let's see how it plans out. I mean, you know, if we could get this back to 500 by game 50, which is a lot to ask, I'm not
going to... It's interesting, though, as you watch the game. Obviously, you see it in a different way than the average fan does. I consider myself a subpar average fan in terms of watching it because I just like to watch the guys go fast and hit each other. But
it's fun.
It's, are you seeing something? Is there a? I mean, obviously it's getting back on D and two-way defense, right? Two-way playing.
Yeah, and Yeah, I do. But I do, like, see us play well as well, too. Like, yesterday, you know, I watch every game. You know, in Winnipeg, we're down 4-0. All of a sudden, we're a totally different team. Okay, you could say that Winnipeg kind of played on our heels and we're under more of our, on our toes when we start to play because we're getting embarrassed. It's 4-0. And I was in Vegas when we played the Knights in Vegas. You know, we took a 3-2 lead. We were playing really good. The other night against Montreal, we played really well. There's been games that, you know, we didn't get any points out of these games that we played well. So, you know, I like to tend to look at the positive. You know, we lost 8 in a row and lost a lot of tough games and close games. And maybe we could turn this around with 8 close games now.
I've noticed there have been a lot more fights on the ice this year, which and the crowd goes nuts. I mean, it's funny. The NHL's, you know, tried to get away from that for years, but but I still think it's a very fun part of the game.
It does get the crowd going.
It does, and it's fun. And it's the people, women are more into it than the guys.
Because you understand that part for sure.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't like that guy at this moment. There's a problem on the ice, and it's action.
But Shaw, who's playing for Montreal now, and Taser got into a little something, right? And I'm wondering, now, when guys were as close as, you know, teammates, and they won Stanley Cups together, as those guys did, what happens when that fight breaks out on the ice? Is that real, or is that just, what goes on there?
No, it's real. I mean, I remember the part against Shazzy the other night with the Taser, but I would think yesterday, example, Winnipeg, I don't know if you watch your game, but something happened with Taser and Buff just kind of grabbed them, you know, in that respect. So I think they got that. They won together, but, you know, sometimes if you feel like you got a cheap shot from whoever it is, you're going to get it
back. Shazzy'd be the guy to do it.
Yeah,
so,
which we know what he does. We loved him.
That's
for
what
it.
We loved. We, right? We loved him when he was doing it for us.
Yeah,
that's the way it always goes. I get it. Listen, as we said earlier, it's always fun. It's the I'm not making excuses, but I am saying that this is the greatest giveaway ever at the door in hockey history.
Did you see this, Dennis?
Yeah, no, I heard you guys, Bud Light, and see the.
It's a hockey puck,
and like a real hockey puck.
Perfect for beer league hockey.
And you turn it over, and and right in the middle is a beer bottle opener.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
fully
like
functional.
It fits in the hand perfectly, and I just want a job now as a beer bottle opener. That's what I want to do because I can just do this all night long. You know, more so than I already do. I just got to do it,
especially with the holidays coming. Perfect timing.
I know,
right?
It is
great gift.
It is the best.
The beer lover on your list.
And people are going to people will enjoy. I mean, it is fun because now these two teams, as you said, Pittsburgh is turning a corner. And I think the Hawks, especially now these last 2 weeks of the calendar year, as they're heading into the Notre Dame game, right? I mean, they're going to the Winter Classic. Hawks now will be the team most in the Winter Classic in the history of that. It's a relatively new NHL tradition. At Notre Dame Stadium against the Bruins. I mean, it doesn't really, if you love hockey, it doesn't get any better than that. And they got a band to represent.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there. And, of course, we're going to have a lot of our fans are going to join us as well. Yeah, the Winter Classic, it brings you back when you're a young kid. I mean, I think the players like that. I know I would love to have played in one of them, which I didn't. But I know that I played a lot of games growing up, and I scored a lot of Stanley Cup winning goal as a kid growing up
on the ice
outdoor.
Yep.
So it's fun, and I think, you know, whatever the record is for Boston or our record, I think that game the players, you know, realize it's a chance of a lifetime to play us in a great place like Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy should take him out to a frozen pond and have him have him practice out on a
team
frozen
outing like that.
Yeah. Or not a pond in case somebody falls in, but we don't need that. But, you know, something like an outdoor, like, you know, a community rink or something like that, and just play and you know, play like their kids.
The coaches must try that kind of thing, right? You saw it with Joe Maddon infusing the fun in that winning team, and you see it now with the Bears.
Yeah.
They're doing the club, what is it called? Club dub? Is that what it is? Kevin, they do it at night.
When you're winning, you can.
When you're winning, they started it early on.
And Club dub,
and it's, you know, there's those kinds of things that infuse the energy. And,
yeah, why not? I mean, it's still a game. You still have fun, and you know what? As we say all the time, we talk about our fans here, and as you guys said earlier, you know, it's sold out tonight. It's a Wednesday night game, rivalry game, whatever you want to call it. But it's a good place to be at. It's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, we still have 88 playing. I know our record is not what we want to be at, but you get to see 88 to play every night. That's pretty special.
That is
right.
There's no question.
And that is really, really true. And he's still playing at really high, great level. Mm-hmm. And I and when you if you want to see a guy, just watch him the entire game and watch how he makes space around himself and what he does with the
it's
puck.
Remarkable.
And his accuracy in passing and oh my God, there was a goal against I think it was against Montreal on Sunday night that was just you know in the one or two hole it was one of the best goals of the year, right?
And he finds holes, he finds a way to get in there. Last night he pickpocket some kid in the neutral zone in Winnipeg, picked up the puck, and then it was, I think it was 4-3 at the time, hit the goalpost. But, you know, I think he created two assists last night. He was plus three.
Basically. Hitting the goalpost is very popular in Chicago this year.
Very
it's a big deal.
In vogue right
we really,
now.
We really do kind of like it. I don't know. It's still hockey. It's still the Chicago Blackhawks. It's still an original six matchup. It is still, you know, what you have is you have the great traditions of this. And we have been, you know, these fans, longtime fans, we've been through a lot of iterations of this.
Yeah.
But we, like
we've
you
been
said.
Spoiled in a lot of ways,
yeah.
Haven't we? Just with so much success in a short period
of
time.
You know, we've won three cups in 10 years. And I don't.
It's amazing.
It's not over. I mean, I know it's everybody's frustrated, and I'm probably one of them as well. But you know, we're the salary cap. I'm not. Again, we talked about excuses. I'm not going to look for excuses, but I know how that works. It's hard in this era to keep team, have the team always be on top. So we did. We had a really good run. Now that's over with. But you know, we have to bring some young players into our system now and. See what we
and
got.
And we have. There's. I mean, you see with DeBrincat, you see he's going to be one of the big stars
Kirk
in the NHL.
Kiara is a good player. I mean, he's young, 19 years old, playing in the NHL. That's a tough position to ask a young man to play.
Yeah.
So he's doing well. Camp, I like Camp. I like his speed.
Dylan Sekura got the call up today. We'll see him.
Okay,
he's a draft
Sekura,
pick
good.
From just a few years ago, so we could see Sekura. Dylan Sekura is a guy to watch as well.
And Strome, you know, he scored four goals since he's been here, and, you know, it seems like a good kid. You know, watch some of his interviews. I haven't met him. I met him one time at one of the luncheons we had. But we can't give up. You know, we've had some, like you said, I know we've had such great times here.
We have.
And this place won't change, even though the losing and winning record's not the same now. I know the Hawk fan base is huge, and we keep plugging away, and hopefully we can turn this around.
Yeah, it's loud. It's exciting. Right, I mean, it always is, and the circus is around the thing. You got the kiss cam with the two old people kissing at the end. And they're always here. I don't know how that happens. But,
I know, I love it.
Yeah.
Me too.
You got Tommy Hawk.
Yeah.
We want to thank Tommy Hawk for coming out to our Christmas show on last Friday.
He was out there.
Yeah. He isn't not a lot with the words. That's the only thing with him.
But he says a lot without saying a thing. You know, he's just got that special gift. You know what he's all about. You know what he's trying to communicate.
Yes.
Yeah,
he feels energy.
Yeah, he feels like a bird. It's like a bird. You can't get his attention. All right. Savvy, thank you so much, man.
Yeah,
thank you for
guys.
Being
Thanks
with
so
us.
Much. Pleasure.
It'll be fun.
Good to see you.